الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة، وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله: كيف بكم أيتها الأمة إذا نزل ابن مريم فيكم وإمامكم منكم؟ وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected Ummah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are so fortunate to be from the Ummah of the greatest of Allah's creation. Every Nabi is so great. Every Nabi is so special, alayhi wasallam. But Allah made our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam most special. Allah made every Nabi of Allah tell his Ummah also about our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Ali Imran, verse number 81, Allah takes a pledge with every Nabi, alayhimu salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat, that you would advocate the truth to your people. ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. Then comes the great mighty Nabi who will confirm what you have. But you follow him. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. And you support him. And this pledge was taken with every Nabi of Allah, alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his ummah that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be asked on judgment day, did you convey the message of Allah? Now you and I all know Hazrat Nuh, who's mentioned in the Quran 43 times in 28 different chapters. And see how miraculous is the Quran. 43, 28. That's 71. And 71 is Surah Nuh. 71 plus 43, which is the amount of times he's mentioned in the Quran-i-Kareem, equals 114. And there's 114 chapters in the Quran-i-Kareem. So there's no haphazardness in Allah's kalam. Allah's kalam is perfect, pure, pristine. Allah asks Hazrat Nuh, did you convey the message of Allah? Did you give da'wah to your people? Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam invited every one of them to Islam. Yes, there were 80 some odd Muslims, but his night and day was behind the thousands and hundreds of thousands non-Muslims, going to them repeatedly. He says, Allah, I told them about you. And his people are asked, they say, Allah, he didn't tell us. Obviously, we know they are lying. Then in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is asked for a witness, for proof, for someone to testify for him. Imagine, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will say, oh Allah, the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will testify for me that I conveyed. And this ummah is called upon. Allah, we bear testimony that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam called to you tirelessly, night and day, and they carry out full testimony. Who carries out this testimony? This ummah. You, my respected elders and beloved brothers, you and I will testify for Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and for all the Anbiya alayhi salam. This is how special the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. That even Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked Allah for this ummah. So every ummah knew of this ummah. Now every Nabi came for his time, and we love every Nabi of Allah. And we send salutations upon every Nabi of Allah. And every Nabi of Allah is ma'soom. But every Nabi of Allah came for his time. Our Muhammad, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came for all times, all eras, all communities, all people, all races, all nationalities, all regions. Let's look at his blessed life. Makkah Mukarramah, the way he called to Allah, inviting everyone, we don't find in his life that he waited for people to come to him. Whoever came to Makkah, he went to them. They came for some other reasons. Our beloved reached out unto them to invite them. We find in his life that every person was invited. Not forced, but invited. On one occasion, this is in Hakim's Mustadrak, two Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, but remember at that time they weren't Sahaba yet. They came to Makkah on pilgrimage. They came from Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara was not even named Medina yet. It was still in its former name. But their names were Mu'adh bin Afra, radiallahu anhu, and Rifa'a bin Rafi' al-Zuraqi, radiallahu anhu. So Mu'adh and Rifa'a. The Meccans halted them. Be careful. There's a man here. His magic is dangerous. Don't even listen to him. His words would affect you and bring negativity to your community. See how the Meccans used to lie to all those visiting Makkah. Very similar is that of Hazrat Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu. He was a chief in his community, not far from Yemen. And when he arrives in Makkah Mukarramah, the Meccans halt him. Tufail, this trouble in Makkah, be careful. And they put so much of negativity in the mind of this great personality, this leader of his tribe. He says, I got so scared, hatta hashawtu fi udhunayya hayna ghadawtu ila al-masjidi kursufan. I was going for circumambulation, for tawaf, but I stuffed cotton wool in my ears, so his words don't negatively affect me. And then he says, I'm circumambulating, but I see this man, such a prayer. His prayer drew me towards him involuntarily. And I said, this is what I want. This has to be true. Just to digress, wherever we are in the world, don't feel shy to perform salah, to call the adhan, at the garage, at the workplace, without disturbing others, but without hiding our deen from others. We are proud to be Muslim, and we want the world to know what we have, because it's not for us only. It is the amana of the world that we, for very long in South Africa, for over 350 years, but we haven't even reached 2.6%. That means we're getting something wrong. We haven't understood that the staff, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, our associates, our tenants, our clients, our patients, our doctors, our specialists don't know about our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but negativities, but lies. In their circle, they disrespect him. Who was supposed to tell them? Yeah, they see his akhlaq, and Tufail was spellbound. He thought to himself, why must I listen from others? This is the reaction and the impression you and I should have on people. That the media lied. This Muslim, he was so honest. He paid me on time. He gave me extra. That some Muslims do. But we're not finishing the deal. We think character is the only responsibility. But we've not understood. There's no topic in the Quran more repeated thousands of times than inviting to Islam. There's no topic repeated like this in the Quran. Showing the character, but we're not finishing the deal. We're not telling them, brother, what makes us honest is Islam. Look into it. It's a beautiful way. You'll be amazed. You'll find happiness. In your own way, tell him about Allah. That, brother, it starts with the fact that the maker who made you and the being who made me is one and the same. Tell him few words like this. Surah Jumu'ah, which is the chapter that mentions and the prescribes the Jumu'ah, actually speaks about the Jewish community. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. One of the lessons we learn from here is, because in this chapter Allah says to our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is many will come, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ. Many of the ummah will come, they haven't come yet. And the Jews were living in Medina Munawwara. That's another beautiful history why they were living there. Because the city of the final messenger of Allah is described in their books. So they were living in Medina awaiting him. Just to rewind what we were discussing, those two Sahaba who approached the beloved of Allah and he spoke to them politely. They say, we greeted him with the greeting of paganism and he greeted us with a better greeting and it was so profound. And then he said to us, that what can I do for you? They said, we have a need for safekeeping of our conveyances. But aren't you the one that we were warned not to speak to? So the beloved of Allah showed them that's what they say. But if there's anything I can do for you, I am ready. And he was ready to carry out the service for us. But then he said to us, but tell me, who created the skies, the earth, the mountains? They said, obviously, Allah, one God. So he said to them, then who created us? See how simply we can talk to people. Who made us? Isn't it the same being who made us? They said, we answered in the affirmative. Then he asked us in this report, then who manufactured the idols? They said, no, we manufactured the idols. Then he said to us that he who made us deserves our loyalty and worship. And what we manufactured should not be worshipped by us. The both were so inspired. One embraced Islam there and then. The other went to perform tawaf and he returned. And embraced Islam thereafter. The beloved of Allah taught them verses from Surah Iqra and Surah Yusuf. Like that, every person was invited. In Medina Munawwara as well, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina Munawwara. And from there, subhanallah. In Makkah Mukarrama, it wasn't only the beloved of Allah inviting to Islam. Hazrat Abu Bakr, he was a prominent businessman. He went to all his friends, the elite of Makkah, from the most profound families. Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, from the Banu Umayyah, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Hazrat Abu Salama ibn Abdul Asad radiallahu anhum. These are prominent Sahaba. Hazrat Abu Bakr went to them because they did business together. He went to tell them about Islam. How many a people we do traily basis? Did we tell them about Islam? Do you and I think that they're going to remain silent on judgment day? That Allah, this was my client. This was my landlord. This was my specialist. How many times I've been to him. Not once did he tell me that Islam is for me. Not once did he even offer me to come to the masjid to see how beautiful Islam is. Remember, respected Ummah, Islam is alive. Batil is dead. A dead corpse needs a lot of funding and backing to be carried. That's why the forces of Batil are trying so much. You and I are not even making effort. People are still coming. Because Islam is alive. Allah is bringing them. But I ask you, respected Ummah, respected doctor, lawyer, physician, specialist, entrepreneur, landlord, mayor, chief, whatever your position, clerk, what answer do we have on judgment day? Did we bring people to Allah with character and wise words? Or did people see us and say, we don't want to be like those Muslims, or don't deal with those Muslims? What was the effect? What imprint, what legacy do we leave behind? In Surah Yasin, Allah tells us, leave a legacy. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, Allah says, we write down what they invest for the akhirah. وَآثَارَهُمْ, their footprints, their footsteps for Allah is written down, and their legacy that they leave in this world, that deen must continue. Deen will continue. This is Allah's deen. In Medina Munawwara, the Jewish tribes were living there. Allah says, those we have given the book to, and this is Surah Baqarah, among the first chapters to be revealed in Medina Munawwara. Allah says, they recognize my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they recognize their own children. But I want to mention to you, in the Medinan stage, there was a prominent man at that time. He was the ruler of Yamama. Allah's beloved sent a Sahabi, Salit radiallahu anhu, deliver my letter of an invite to Islam to this personality. Both were two chiefs of the area. Thumama was very disrespectful to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's letter. It's a long incident, but one occasion he was passing. He actually had assassinated some Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Muhammad ibn Maslama radiallahu anhu, with his troops, captured Thumama and brought him to the masjid. They didn't know who was Thumama. The beloved of Allah knew. Allah would inform the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But everyone knew of Thumama. They didn't see him or meet him in person. The beloved of Allah said to the Sahaba, this is a prominent man. Ahsinu asarahu. Keep him here with character, treat him well, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. And the beloved of Allah left him in the masjid. He was detained, but in those few days, it was 3 days. Subhanallah. Even the report in Sahih Bukhari Shem, on the first day, and the second day, and the third day, the way he became softer and softer and softer. Cutting a long story short, Hazrat Abu Huraira says, we were expecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, we were expecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for a ransom. For example, give camels, 100, 200, we'll release you. It wasn't that. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's vision was different. After 3 days in that environment, he was left to go. Where he went? He went straight to one farm. He bathed because he heard that in the masjid about the importance of being clean. He returns to the masjid. Allah's beloved was sitting there, and his words were so profound that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no one that I hated like your deen. There was no one that I detested like you. There was no city that I detested like your city. Today I love you the most. Your city is my favorite city. Your deen is my choice of deen. I choose your deen. His words are in Sahih Bukhari. He changed his life. He spent time in that environment. He now goes to Makkah. Subhanallah. He was a prominent man. When Allah gave one position, my brother, you come from a noble family, a famous family. People come and respect you. Remember, that is from Allah. What Sahaba did to with the position Allah gave them. Hazrat Abu Bakr, what fame Allah gave him. What a family he came from. He didn't just use that to make good deals and make people like him. He used the position Allah gave him to inspire Islam into them. Hazrat Thumama is reading Labbaik. This is after Ghazwatul Ahzab. He was the first Sahabi to openly read the Labbaik in our history. Because the Mushrikeen used to read the Labbaik with shirk. And then the Meccans wanted to detain him. The youth wanted to attack him in Makkah. The senior said, do not harm this man. He says, oh, you have recognized me. From now on, nothing from my lands will come to you. He used to sell loads at exorbitant rates. He made so much because his deal, his caravans used to come to Makkah. He used to export to them. He says, nothing will come to you because you harm my Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at the same time, I want to ask you, respected Ummah, those who are harming the cause of Islam, are we trying in our home to establish the halaqa of ta'aleem and create in our children the love of Islam, the love of Palestine, and the love for our children and our women folk that are there, our mothers and sisters that are there, that are the progeny of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This Sahabi lost such a deal. Those who have companies, try our best. Support Muslims. Don't support those companies that support Zionism and the murder of innocent children, our children. How can that carry on in our life? And consumers, we carry on consuming just because we are accustomed to partaking of that. But these companies are openly saying that we'll do what we want. We don't care. Allah give us tawfiq. So lastly, let us share the message of Islam whole world. And if you are interested to learn how, or you want to talk to a Christian friend, you take this booklet. You get it from Hazrat Maulana Burhan Sahib, inshallah. You go through it and you can show it to your Christian friend, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.
JazakAllah khairan to Mufti Muhammad Aqo Sahib, Ustad at Darulun Newcastle. When I've taken out his time, came specially all the way to bless us with his very, very valuable, important advices. Hazrat renowned for making good effort, especially has invited many, many people towards Islam, a duty that is on every Muslim. So let us be inspired by this, take to heart, inshallah, and continuously benefit. May Allah Ta'ala bless Mona and his family. abundantly in dunya as well as akhirah. Reminder once again that we have this opportunity on a weekly basis. Another means contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala. Just think from this angle that we give with a broad intention for the pleasure and love of Allah Ta'ala, the masjid, the madrasa, and the sincerity, ikhlas with which we give, inshallah, whatever good emanates from there, tilawat of Quran Sharif, dhikr, maybe somebody's making tawbah, we have people taking shahada and coming into Islam. So all of that reward will accrue to us. Great form of sadaqah jariyah. Let us contribute generously, inshallah ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا. وقال تعالى تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. وقال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا. وقال تعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان النبي يبعث إلى قومه خاصة وبعثت إلى الناس عامة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت إلى الأحمر والأسود. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي إلا بالتقوى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فنسأله تعالى أن يوفقنا أن نقوم بهذه المسؤولية الكبيرة، يعني دعوة الناس، دعوة جميع الناس إلى الإسلام. ونسأله تعالى أن يعين أمتنا في كل مكان. وبارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه، وأقرأهم أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه. ولكل أمة أمين، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة ابن الجراح رضي الله عنه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم علم معاوية الكتاب والحساب وقه العذاب. وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أولئك أصحاب النبي وحزبه، ولولا هم ما كان في الأرض مسلم، ولولا هم كادت تميد بأهلها ولكن رواسيها وأوتادها هم، ولولا هم كان ظلاما بأهلها ولكن مصابيحها ونجومها هم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الصين وفي الشام وفي أفغانستان وفي غزة خاصة، وفي غزة خاصة، وفي غزة خاصة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن إيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ومن فوقهم، ونعوذ بعظمتك أن يغتالوا من تحتهم. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقيموا الصلاة. واعتدلوا رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا، هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا الله، give us good أخلاق يا رب العالمين. Keep us firm on إيمان يا رب العالمين. Help us remain with إيمان. Preserve our إيمان, our children's إيمان, our progeny's إيمان, humanity's إيمان. Give us توفيق to respect each other. Give us توفيق to make سلام to each other. Give us توفيق to be kind and fair with each other. And يا الله، يا الله، help us share your beautiful دين and the beautiful life of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the non-Muslims. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we haven't invited them to your greatness. Help us share the beauty of Islam with them as well. Ya Allah, they are pining for the truth. They are looking for peace, Ya Allah. And you have given us in our deen this beautiful peace. Help us capitalize on this beautiful deen you have given us by practicing this beautiful deen and preserving it in us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Help us participate in the works of Dawat, the ta'aleem in the masjid, and the a'mal of da'wat in our homes, the ta'aleem in the homes, Ya Allah. Save us from the fitan of Dajjal, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you for all good for the entire ummah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the four corners of the world. And Ya Allah, help and protect and aid our brothers and sisters in our ummah in Gaza, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim bi rahmatika, Ya
Rabbi. This is an important announcement. I reward Marana for his valuable advices. Marana will also be delivering advices tonight in a program relating to Gaza, the horrendous situation, but always great hope with Iman, inshallah. So there will be talk regarding Gaza and the situation there tonight at the Homestead Park Jummah Masjid after Isha. Marana will also be delivering advices. Let us take benefit from that. Also, a reminder, alhamdulillah, once again, our masjid has the honor next to a very important program taking place at the Markaz for all workers as well as ulama. Our masjid has the honor, once again, the responsibility of security. This is a very great thing. Those eyes that guard and protect the life, wealth, and property of the Muslims will be protected from the fire of Jahannam. So as we leave the masjid on the left-hand side, on the notice board, there is a list of the various time slots. Let us, inshallah, have the honor of this great responsibility of hirasa, of participating in security, inshallah.